This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. Best Show.
Tom, it's Roy. You gotta help me.
Roy.
Yes.
Philly boy Roy.
Yeah.
Let me just say, Philly boy Roy is the guy from Philadelphia, Roy Ziegler, who's been calling the show for a long time and checks in, and it's great to have you back on the show. What do you need help with?
I'm in big trouble.
You're in big trouble. What trouble?
The cops are after me, as is a large percentage of Philadelphia.
And they're after you.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I believe the technical name for the crime is flagrant eclipse fraud.
What is flagrant eclipse fraud?
Well, I'll give you a little backstory, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, Roy Jr. told me I could make a fortune selling them eclipse glasses. You know, the ones that block out almost all the light so you can see the moon passing between the sun and the earth.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm actually surprised by the grasp you have on what the eclipse actually is.
Oh, that's not too insulting at all, is it?
Well, it might be insulting, but you've given me every reason to end up there.
Well, look, I didn't go to Harvard and Yale like you did.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just an Ivy League guy.
I could tell, yeah.
Yeah, you would hear the patches on my jacket, my elbow patches rustling.
Yeah, I can hear that tweet a shmooshin.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you're hearing. It's not tweed elbow patches, boy. Is that what it sounds like? That sounds like a lawnmower. Somebody's trying to start a lawnmower.
Well, you know what they say? One man's lawnmower is one man's tweed jacket.
Okay.
You can take that to the bank.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of, so Roy Jr. said that he found a couple skids of NASA-made eclipse glasses.
Uh-huh.
And that I could make a fortune selling them for like 10 times what they're going for at Wawa and Cumberland Farms.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I'm actually taken aback now, and this is probably the first time in the history of this show, Roy, that you are going to be on the receiving end of this question that's phrased this way.
Oh, now I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. Okay, shoot.
You said that Roy Jr. found a couple skids of these NASA-made eclipse glasses?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Roy, define found.
Oh, you got me. The hunter is now the hunted.
Yeah, it's like that police song.
Yes.
The student is now the, right?
Every breath you take.
Alabaster. Right? When you find the student is the master.
Oh, the candle song, yes.
The candles, yeah.
Yes.
The.
You know, it's funny, it was 34 years ago. What day was it? Sunday. I saw them at JFK Stadium on that tour, Synchronicity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, guess who opened?
I couldn't guess in a million years.
Joan Jett. Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Little band called R.E.M. opened up with a 20-minute peppy set.
That's a good bill.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, that's a good bill. Now, when they did the video for, like, because they did, the videos were the one, it seemed like those videos for that record, they really broke the bank on the Synchronicity video.
Oh, was that the Tower of Garbage video?
Yeah.
That was Sync 2, wasn't it?
That's Synchronicity 2, they're where, it's like, that was when Sting decided that he liked clothes that were run through a paper shredder.
That's right. He was like a paper shredded Mad Max.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it's like, you know what?
Confetti Max.
Do you know what Mad Max was missing?
What?
It was a reggae influenced pop punk trio. So yeah, they kind of provided that. But then the other videos, like, that album was so huge, then so the one with the wrapped around your finger, what did they just write? Say, yeah, we'll just have some candles.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe them candles was expensive.
They could have. Well, they were very long, so maybe they were.
They were long, and what you don't know about that video, I don't either, was them candles scented?
A narrow candle like that, I don't always think is a scented candle, but who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe that's where all the money went for that one.
Could have been. Could have been.
Well, Roy, I appreciate you checking. Wait, we were in the middle of talking about, we're not talking about police music videos. I had asked you to define found.
Oh, right. Well, look, Tom, we can argue semantics all night, okay?
Mm-hmm. Semantics.
What's that? We're going to talk about the romantics now for an hour or two?
No, we're not going to talk
Drummer sang that first hit. He didn't sing nothing else as far as I know. And then he was out of the band.
Yeah. Remember that?
Boom, black slacks. Now, that's Robert Gordon.
Yeah, well, all right, Roy.
A lot of cold studios in rock and roll. Black Slacks, My Generation, and What I Like About You. It was so cold in them studios that they were stuttering.
To keep the equipment cool, it really impacts the singers.
It's like when you're on Conan, which I've been on like 4 times.
Uh-huh. They keep it cold. Wait, you've been on Conan 4 times?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In what capacity?
Oh, you name it. Sketches. I've been couch guest twice. Mm-hmm. Music guest.
You, Roy Ziegler was a musical guest.
I was, yeah. I was playing in the Spin Doctors for a bit.
Okay. For a bit. You were in the... Yeah. I didn't... Look, that's a whole...
I was in Kiss, too.
You were...
I was in Kiss for like 2 months. It was right after Vinnie Vincent left the band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were helping in that period where they went from Vinnie Vincent to Eric Carr?
I should hang up right now.
Mark St. John.
Yes, and Eric Carr was the drummer, you ditch.
I get it now. Yeah, look, I'm sorry I don't have
Although I give you points for Mark St. John. That's deep knowledge. Namaste. I tip my hat to you.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, well, look, anyway, getting back to what I was trying to tell you about why I'm so scared.
Yeah, you were very scared.
I'm really scared again.
There was a stretch where you were super scared.
I was jubilant for a little bit. Now I'm scared again.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So
look, from Sunday to Monday, I sell like 5,000 of these eclipse glasses for $20 a pop, right?
Okay.
And like, that's enough for me to get my dune buggy gold-plated, which I did twice.
You got your dune buggy gold-plated.
Twice. Yeah, and truth be told, you really can't tell that it got double-dipped, so it was kind of a waste of money.
Sure. I guess, yeah, you might have gotten taken for, no pun intended, taken for a ride if they only single-dipped your dune buggy. And you'd think that would be...
I get it. I didn't get it at first, but now I do.
And it seems like it would be hard to, I don't know, turn the steering wheel, for example. Or maybe the engine might pay some kind of price for being lowered into a vat of gold.
Well, there is a price that the engine did pay.
Which is?
It throws the F up. It's like a gold block. So, what can you do?
Yeah.
Right?
They said it best.
Well, here's the worst part of this whole story, all right?
Yeah.
Turns out the glasses,
uh-huh,
all of them,
uh-huh,
faulty.
Uh-huh. But you said something about them being NASA made eclipse.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
They were. It said right on the glasses, Eclipse Incorporated, made in NASA.
Uh-huh. Made in NASA.
Yeah.
Not by NASA.
No, in.
And how is NASA spelled?
NASSAUY.
Well, that's Nassau, which is in the Bahamas.
I know!
Yeah, it's a town in the Bahamas.
I know! That's where they shoot off them spaceships! Crack a Ron Howard movie much? It don't sound like you do.
Okay, that made my head spin.
Good.
Not in a good way.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was a bad way to have your head spun.
Well, The Exorcist would be a bad way to have your head
spun. Oh, I love that movie.
Uh-huh.
I love 3.
Exorcist 3.
Yes, has one of the greatest lines of all time.
What was it?
Okay. The priest, he's in his bed, right? He's in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And George C. Scott comes in. And the priest, you know, he's like a real curmudgeon, and he lights up a cigarette, right? He's in his bed in a hospital. It's a very interesting scene. He's smoking a cigarette, and George C. Scott goes, "Those things will kill you." And the priest goes, "They're quiet." Love it. It's a good line, right?
Good line, sure. No, that's
one of my favorite flicks.
Uh-huh. Exorcist 3.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You don't judge me, I judge you.
I'm not judging you. It's an interesting little tidbit.
Yeah, so anyway, look. So it turns out that these glasses were just these old defective sunglasses that Roy Jr. found behind Eclipse Gentlemen's Club up in Perkiomenville.
What is Eclipse or the Eclipse Gentlemen's Club?
Well, I think what you really mean is what was the Eclipse Gentlemen's Club?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, it was a strip club that got closed down because it was too raunchy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I only went there once, and I'll tell you, Tom, I was so uncomfortable, I had to leave.
Uh-huh.
And I have done and seen literally everything under the erotic sun, so I'm telling you, it was tough stuff.
Ugh, everything under the erotic. That's the least poetic thing I've ever heard that sounds poetic.
That's Shakespeare by way of Roxborough.
I have seen and done literally, what was it?
I have done and seen okay. Literally everything under the erotic sun.
Under the erotic sun.
Yeah. But look, the Eclipse Gentlemen's Club.
Yeah.
You go in there and it's like, you know, you've heard of like topless service, right?
Sure.
This was topless and bottomless. And I'll tell you, at one point they... Until... Running around.
Yeah, I had to bleep all of that.
All over the hamburgers!
Yeah, ugh. I wish I bleeped that. Wish I didn't hear what I heard while I was bleeping it.
Well, Tom, you know, so, life's full of things we don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Really is.
Uh-huh.
Anywho, look, so the Eclipse brass must have realized at some point that the promotional sunglasses that they had made for them, that
yeah.
they was defective, and they must have just, like, wheeled these skids out behind the club and left them to rot.
Uh-huh. So that you say they're defective sunglasses.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with them?
Well, you know how the function of sunglasses is to block the sun?
Yeah.
Well, these glasses serve the exact opposite function.
So these glasses let the sun in?
Well, not only that, they magnified the sun.
Oh, they okay.
They did, yes. Yeah. And so you can imagine what those glasses did when people put them on to look at the eclipse.
Oh, I can only imagine. Their eyes must have been severely damaged.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Not only that, man, people was running around Independence Mall with flaming eyes.
Their eyes were actually flaming.
Yes. It was like everyone in Center City was that guy from the cover of Blackout.
Wait, the cover of Blackout?
Oh, please don't tell me you don't know what Blackout is.
It's an album?
Yes!
Okay.
What? All right, it's 1982.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a breakthrough for this band.
Okay, I think I got you.
Break it out.
There's no one like you.
That, yes, that was the breakthrough single, Scorpions, 1982.
Yeah. And the cover of that album had a guy on it.
Yes.
His eyes were not on fire, though.
What was going on with them?
It was a very troubling cover.
That he had forks in his eyes. He was a fork face.
Yeah, it's a really stupid album cover.
Well, look, it's based in fact, because that's what was happening to these people after they looked into the sun.
It was like they had forks buried in their eyes.
Yeah, the sunlight was forming forks in their eyes.
Uh-huh.
It's something that actually occurs in nature. It's called flagrant fork fascia.
Fork fascia.
Yeah.
Okay. I was not aware of that phenomenon. But.
Well, you know, I can't begrudge them their anger, all right? Yeah, I'd be a little upset, too, if I had burning fork eyes and if my face turned bright blue.
Uh-huh. Their faces turned bright blue.
Yeah. That's also something that occurs in nature. It's called flagrant azure fascia.
Okay. I didn't realize you were such a fan of nature.
I love nature. I love to go out into the park and do stuff.
Yeah, okay, well.
We don't need to get into what I do.
I don't know if that has so much to do with nature as it is. Nature happens to be a place where it's harder to catch you.
Well, yeah, I can really leg it, as they said in Rude Boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
oh, hey, speaking of movies.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a little moment for a little memory, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a donut?
Where are they?
Don't get no better than that, do it.
That's, that was Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, hardly working.
Yeah. The movie where he was a 51-year-old man trying so hard to get his first job.
I know you're being really sarcastic, but that's basically my life.
That's fair, I guess.
Right?
I guess you are kind of like Jerry Lewis in Hardly Working.
Barnaby.
His name was Barnaby.
Right? You've heard the Yellow Tango song.
Barnaby, that's what that's about?
Duh, yeah.
Well, you learn something new every day. How about that?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Ira, he didn't know that.
Wait, who? Ira's there. Ira's there with you.
No, he just left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, look, everyone had fork face and they had the bright blue faces also, and
yeah,
they were chasing me through the streets. It was like 5,000 rabid fork faced Oompa Loompas in flyer jerseys after my ass. Yeah. And then I got in trouble for taking a whiz on the Frank Rizzo statue near City Hall.
Yeah, which has actually been in the news, the Frank Rizzo statues. People want to take that statue down because of his poor record and the corruption and abuse of power and being offensive and just a really discriminatory guy. And
okay, you've made your point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually got the statue blocked off because people had been protesting it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, and it's I got to give you points. I never took you as that kind of guy, but it's pretty, Roy, politically aware, I guess is the way to say it, for you to protest the statue being up by, you know, to use your words, taking a whiz on it.
Oh, I wasn't protesting. That's where I whiz when I got to go when I'm in Center City.
Oh, okay.
I've been taking whizzes on that statue for years. And even though it was roped off, I figured, you know, I don't know, my whizzes was grandfathered in, right?
Oh, of course, that sounds logical. I could see how you would be shocked that that wasn't the case.
Well, to be truthful, the cops didn't see it that way either.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They tried to arrest me. But guess what I did?
What?
I did that thing that they do in movies when someone's in trouble, they're back in a corner and they go, "Hey, what's that up in the sky?"
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
then the person looks up, and then the person who's in trouble runs off.
And that worked?
I'll tell you, it wouldn't have worked on any other day ever. They was about to cuff my ass.
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh my God, guys, look, the eclipse is coming back." And they all looked up, and I ran my buns right out of there.
Uh-huh. You got them on. So the eclipse actually bailed you out of getting cuffed.
It did, and I ran. And I gotta say, I'm way faster now that I only smoke cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
As opposed to?
Got an hour?
For the things you smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't actually have an
hour. All right. Hey, you see that footage of Trump staring at the eclipse without his shades on?
Yes, I did see that. That was a funny picture.
It was. You know what? Mayor Rizzo, he would have looked at that eclipse for the entire duration of the thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, while eating a hoagie with one hand and beating up deadheads with the other.
He didn't like deadheads.
No. Hated the counterculture.
Uh-huh.
You know what? People been saying that Rizzo and President Trump are similar, and I do get it.
Okay.
Yeah, they share some similar characteristics.
Uh-huh, like what?
Well, you know, like super manipulative, narcissistic, insatiable lust for fame and power, flagrantly corrupt, liars, power drunk, semi or fully racist, cruel, abusive, terrible sense of humor, counterculture hating. They both appointed reams of unqualified people to positions of power. What else? Many of those unqualified people being their own relatives. What else? They both engaged in bribery. Neither thought society's laws applied to them. Mm-hmm. What else? You know, I actually better stop. I got to be careful what I say, right?
Well, are you worried Trump's going to come after you?
No, I'm afraid Rizzo's going to come after me.
Mayor Rizzo, Frank Rizzo.
Yeah.
Who's been dead for over 35 years.
No, he ain't.
He's not?
No, he's in the statue.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's in the statue. You know, if you look at the statue, he's got his hand up in the air like he's waving.
Uh-huh.
That's his death pose. He was actually reaching up to strangle Phil Lesh, who was in his tour bus outside the Spectrum.
So, Frank Rizzo, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And Rizzo had a heart attack at that moment, and they bronzed him before he actually died. He wasn't dead.
Okay.
He's still alive in the statue.
He's, okay, yeah.
He is. My old lady, Philly girl Cheryl.
All right.
She still lays tasty cakes at his feet. And you know what?
What's that?
They're gone in the morning.
Uh-huh. Well, Roy,
that's... Answer that and stay fashionable.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, maybe you're the dumbest thing I've ever heard!
All right.
I've done my research. Now you do yours.
Do my research on what? That some tasty cakes outside of a statue? How's that...
There's decades and centuries worth of stories of people surviving for years in statues.
Well, I guess I don't know enough about it. I guess when I went to Harvard and Yale, they didn't teach about people living inside of statues.
That's because all you learned about was badminton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... most of our studies did revolve around badminton.
Right. I think every one of your classes was like that scene in Trading Places... Where those four guys are singing that stupid song to those ladies in the country club. Remember that?
Yes. The barbershop type song.
Yeah. That movie also has one of my favorite lines of all time.
What's that?
I'm a karate man. Karate man booze on the inside.
I'm a karate man. Karate man what?
Booze on the inside.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't pop out for me as one of the top lines.
Okay.
Got a real problem.
Hey, speaking of being in stuff?
Yeah.
Seriously, you gotta help me.
What? Wait, help you with what?
I'm trapped in the eclipse.
All right, what do you mean you're trapped in the eclipse?
Did I stutter, boy? I'm in the eclipse!
Did you... boy...
Who's right. wearing the pants now?
I'm letting that go. How did you get trapped in the eclipse?
What do I look like? Mike Tyson the grass leaf? How should I know?
Mike Tyson the grass leaf? Or what did you just say?
Mike Tyson the grass leaf. He's only the biggest scientist, the most famous scientist that's ever walked.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Who?
That's the name you're trying to say.
Oh, I thought it was Mike Tyson the grass leaf.
No, you're way
all
off.
Right. Well, anywho, I'm in the eclipse.
You're in it.
Yeah, I'm in space and it's so dark here.
Uh-huh. So it's dark, is it cold?
No, actually it's kind of warm.
Uh-huh. Which, I mean, you'd think if you were stuck in space, it would be cold. Well, let's try to figure this out. You said it's dark. Can you describe anything around you?
Hang on.
Like, can you feel anything?
Hang on. And there's something here that feels like, I don't know, it feels like a laundry basket or something full of clothes.
Okay.
Let's say, hang on, over here. It's like a feels like a tire jack.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
Yeah, Roy, it sounds like you're in the trunk of a car.
What? No way, man. Listen, if I've ever been sure of one thing in my life, it's that I'm stuck in an eclipse right now. And if I'm lying, Jeff Bezos doesn't have porno arms. Have you seen his new porno arms? It's so weird. It's like Kenny Aronoff, but he's like an internet dude.
Yeah, he must be at the warehouse moving around refrigerators or something.
I think you got it. He's doing skids. He's doing fridge presses.
Yeah, like when somebody orders like a washing machine, he's like, he'll, like, get in front of the computer, and the order comes up. He'll be like, I got this one.
There goes Jeff again.
Yeah, he's really filling all those orders.
He's doing these. He puts on his weight belt, and then he lifts. I've seen him lift, like, big sinks, marble sinks.
And then puts them in one of those Amazon boxes.
He does, yes. He
drops it into a box with some packing peanuts.
He's his own drone.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this, Roy, before we... It is impossible to be stuck in an eclipse. It sounds like you're in the trunk of a car, like I said. On Monday, did you, like, do or take anything that, like, any substance, like any drugs, maybe, that are altering...
Just a flagrant load of shrooms. I mean, it was Monday. What else am I going to do?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, I got to say, as you talk through all this and I look back at the things you talked about, it seems like perhaps you hallucinated everything you talked about, like the faulty glasses and the people with blue faces with forks in their eyes and flames, and then the Frank Rizzo statue, and then getting caught in the eclipse. You might have hallucinated all of that.
Oh my God. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was all some kind of bad dream?
Yeah, like I would. It seems like you took the mushrooms and then freaked out during the eclipse and then hid in the trunk of a car and maybe fell asleep.
You know what? I think you might be right. Oh my God, it's like waking up from a bad dream. I'm so relieved.
Yeah, you know, I think you're okay, Roy. You're okay.
Oh my God. I'm so relieved, and I'm also so lucky to have such a best friend like you to talk me down. Thank you so much.
Well, look, I'm glad. Look, best friend's probably a strong word, but that's nice of you to say.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm glad you're okay and you're piecing this together.
You know what? I'm going to get out of this trunk. I'm going to go home. I'm going to grab Rhoda, Roy Jr., Rhoda Jr., little Rhoda, and give them all big hugs.
That's
Daddy's home.
That sounds great. That sounds great. And please give them my best.
I will.
Uh-huh. Cool. Well, I'm glad you're taking care of what's got to be taken care of from the right side of things.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm getting out.
Okay. What is going on there?
It wasn't a dream, Bob!
It is not Bob?
Oh, my God! I got a four-eyed blue-faced mob after my haunches! Ah! Oh, my God! No, I'm barely in front of them at this point! I gotta hang up now!
Roy? Oh, my. Roy? Oh, my God. That was horrifying. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.